Okay. Well, we're it's full speed ahead here on Buffalo, and quite a while since we played them. There's a few new faces, but I'd say the big thing is just looking at over the last couple months. You know, they're really probably playing about as well as any team in the league. Just good, solid football. Good on offense. Good on defense. Good on special teams. You know, they've got a lot of good skill players. I know they've lost a couple, but, you know, still with Jackson and Spiller. We had some guys step up, like, of course, Nelson and you know, they had some big plays, you know, from their skill guys, Johnson. You know, defensively, you know, changing from the 3-4 to the 4-3, you know, playing real aggressively there. You know, pretty good coverage team, and you know, a team that plays has good quickness up front, good team speed, and you know, always strong in the return game. Spiller obviously a threat anytime he touches the ball. So, excellent specialist, good kickers. So they're doing a good job. You know, we have to really put our foot on the gas here the next couple days, and you know, catch up to them, because I said even though we've played them before, it's a different looking team than we played, you know, in September.
Bill, how much more comfortable does Ryan Fitzpatrick look compared to when he had his first start when you saw him in week three?
Well, I thought he looked pretty good in that game, but certainly with the extra playing time, you know, he's had throughout the season, you know, he looks pretty solid back there, very comfortable, changing plays at the line of scrimmage, you know, moving guys around when he needs to. Doesn't take very many sacks. Gets rid of the ball quickly, makes good decisions, you know, uses all of his skill players, and he, you know, I think he's been very efficient back there. You know, some of the games, like the Cleveland game as an example, even the Miami game this weekend, you know, they get ahead, and, you know, he does a good job of managing the game and you know, doing what he needs to do there in the fourth quarter. You know, they're not trying to score 60 points. They're just trying to win the game and you know, controlling the ball and, you know, picking up first downs, chewing up the clock, things like that. They do a good job of that, and I think there's some good examples of his excellent decision-making, you know, over the last few weeks.
Bill, is Steve Johnson one of the new faces? I mean, I think I'm almost positive he played against you guys the first time, but he seems to have exploded kind of a couple games after that with some monster games and
right, yeah, we've seen him, but he's almost got 1,000 yards receiving. He, you know, it's a terrific catch he made for the touchdown last week against Miami. I think he's got like 10 touchdowns this year, but he's good with the ball in his hands. He can run after the catch, you know, take a short gain, turn it into a long one. But he's quick, fast, aggressive, goes up for the ball. So, you know, I think he's definitely a go-to guy for him. He's produced a lot of big plays, and looks like they have a lot of confidence in him. They try to get him the ball, you know, on tear screens, some catch-and-run plays, underneath routes, things like that, as well as throwing it down the field. So he's definitely emerged as a, you know, as a big weapon in their offense.
Bill, speaking of Bill's weapons, what do you see from Fred Jackson? More of the same from when you've been preparing?
One of the best backs in the league. I'd say he's outstanding. Good at everything. Good on blitz pickup. Good inside runner. Good outside runner. They use him in the passing game as a receiver, split out and empty and those kind of things. He's a very good screen back. I mean, the play he made against Pittsburgh really highlighted his skills, great balance, run after catch, and then he outran everybody. You know, he's got big-time speed as well as power, but he's very tough in the tackle-to-tackle area. It seems like he always can find some space and, you know, get a few yards and squeeze through there or power through there. I think the Cleveland game, you know, was a good example. I think they ran about the last 6-7 minutes off the clock, and you know, he did an excellent job of just really running out the clock. They just gave him the ball, and you know, he gained 3, 4, 5 yards a clip and ate it up. So he's outstanding. I mean, I think I have as much respect for him as anybody we play. He's a complete guy. Does it all. and shows really good toughness and can get the tough yards.
Bill, with a younger team at this time of year, how important is it to maintain their focus with the holidays, with everyone saying how tremendous the team is, with all the things that go on, the rookie wall, et cetera? Is that a sideline to all the things that you're doing in addition to preparation?
Well, absolutely. I think that's important for every person, every member of the organization, not just the young player, but all, all of us, is to maintain our focus and keep our eye on the target, not worry about anything but Buffalo, and that's really all there is right now. And just take everything else and push it to the side a little bit and try to make sure that we do a good job on our preparations and make sure that we don't take anything for granted. Do all the little things that we need to do and put all our energy and emphasis in that. It's not just about the players. It's we all can potentially be distracted and everybody's job is important, and so I think that's a message for everybody this week.
Phil, is there anything that you've learned in the past that helps with that process? Is it scheduling longer meetings or anything along those lines that kind of keeping guys at Gillette or anything that kind of helps with that process of keeping players focused and coaches?
Well, I think it's a regular part of our weekly preparation. I mean, last week's no different than this week. This week's no different than last week or next week. We still need to put everything we have into each game, take advantage of all of our opportunities, whether it's film study, meetings, walkthroughs, practice, any individual time we have with the players and so forth, and just maximize that. I don't think there's anything that we would do this week that, we shouldn't have done last week. You know what I mean? It's the same, we're facing the same situation, so we try to make the most out of everything, but emphasizing it's important and just being able to schedule the things that we do and, again, our meetings and our breakdowns and walkthroughs and so forth. You only have so much time, and you have to, as a coaching staff, make sure that you utilize that time and get the most you absolutely can out of it. You can't cover everything, but you got to cover the things that you feel are most important and most likely to occur. And same thing when you write up your practice scripts and the plays that you work on to try to get the things that are going to be the most important and get those done right and then take that emphasis and transfer it over to the players and make sure that their eyes on the same target as as what the staff's is, and hope you picked out the right things.
Bill, I know the Bills have played with a lot of teams this year, but from your perspective, is it a little helpful that they've won a couple now and had a nice win last week to make it easier to kind of let your players know that they are, in fact, a team that can move the ball and do some positive things?
Well, I don't think that's really an issue for us. And we played them once this year. We saw plenty of that. We saw them move the ball. We saw them give us problems on defense, return a kickoff 95 yards for a touchdown. So, I mean, we've already seen all those things. And, we saw them last year for that matter, and there's nothing really new there. Buffalo's, they're a good football team. They've got good athletes, good players on their team. They're tough. They play hard. They're playing at home. The elements will always be an issue playing there at this time of year. You never know what you're going to get, so you have to prepare for different things. But, ultimately it comes down to, performing against Buffalo and their football team. And, we have our hands full. It seems like every time we play them, it's always a very, very competitive game, and it definitely was in the first our first meeting.
So with the Bills going to more of a 4-3, does that change? Has that change helped any of their players perform better? Does anyone stand out to you from the Bills defensively that has maybe benefited from that change?
I think they're pretty strong, really, in every area. They're, they do a good job up front. Man, Kyle Williams is probably one of the most underrated players in the league. Every time we play against him, every time I see him play, You know, he's strong, he's quick, he's making plays in the backfield. Stroud's a load. I mean, he's a really hard guy to block, and they get good pressure off the edge. Wasn't in on a lot of plays. Whitner, Bird, 10 interceptions last year, and, you know, he's a good range player at free safety. They got good corners, good depth at corner, even with McGee out. You know, McKelvin stepped in there and, you know, done a solid job for him. So they've, I think they're strong in all three areas, at the front, at linebacker, and in the secondary, you know, do a good job across the board on defense.
Take a final question.
Bill, David Nelson, when you went down to Florida, did you have a chance to meet with him, and what was your thoughts on him coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. I spent a lot of time with David down there, and, the other receiver, Cooper, I think he went to Philadelphia, but, so yeah, those guys, Hernandez, Tebow, you know, we spent a lot of time with those offensive players, Pouncey, and, I think what we saw in the workout down there, and the time I spent with him, what he did at Florida is pretty much what he's doing with Buffalo in this league. He's a big target. He's got great range. He can get to a lot of balls, excellent hands. He's not the fastest receiver, but he's deceptive, and he's got a good burst and good quickness. They run him on a lot of double moves, you know, stop-and-go routes, things like that, and he's a good target down the field because of his length and his ability to adjust the ball and catch it in. The quarterback puts the ball away from the defender. He can adjust and make the play, that kind of thing. He's a very crafty guy, and he's a smart football player. He knows coverages and kind of knows how to get open, and it's obvious that Fitzpatrick has a lot of confidence in him. I mean, the play that, he made for the touchdown there against Miami last week, 3rd and 19, whatever it was, Fitzpatrick, pretty much fired it into triple or quadruple coverage. I don't know, there's a lot of guys there, and, Nelson comes up with it for a touchdown. So, I think that play kind of showed the confidence that, that the quarterback has in the receiver and the ability of the receiver to go in and make a play in tough coverage and, score with it. So, tell you what, there's a lot of good football players on that team down there. You can see why they won a couple national championships. They had them on both sides of the ball, and honestly, it seems like we run into one every week.
All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you. See you tomorrow.